This is Sound Ideas. I'm Mike McCurdy. Some scientists call B cells the unsung heroes of the human body. B cells are white blood cells that help ward off viruses and infection. As our bodies age, so does the effectiveness of these cells. Illinois State University immunology professor Laura Vogel has spent years studying B cells and will report on her work Tuesday evening at Illinois State University. Vogel tells GLT's Judy Valente why research on turtles might hold the key to understanding how B cells can continue to thrive in humans.
My lab in particular is interested in studying the function of these B cells as you age. And it's long been known that as we get older, our immune system function declines. We are more susceptible to things like infection and cancer. And we look at the numbers of cells. They don't really change much in our older years, but the function declines. We call that immunosenescence. It's almost like the cells have fallen asleep.
Is there anything that we can do about that? Is there some way to rejuvenate these cells?
That is what my lab is interested in studying. We are interested in finding out if there is a therapy or a molecule or a replacement that we can give to people in older years to help their immune system work better. So we're particularly interested in B cells and antibody protection in kind of your gut. So thinking about foodborne illnesses or illnesses that you might get from the air, so things in the respiratory tract, and ways that we might be able to improve the B cells and antibody function in your older age to help protect you.
Are there other cells in the body that function like the B cells, or do they serve kind of a unique purpose?
B cells are the only cells in your body that can make the antibody molecules, and they're very important. We know that people who are born without B cells have a very severe infection early in life. So if you've heard of the bubble boy or children who have to live in sterile environments, that's because they lack these B cell and antibody molecules. So we know that this function is really important. It's unique to B cells, and that's one of the reasons we think they're sort of the unsung heroes of the immune system.
Now, you're studying these cells for perhaps applications against illnesses in old age. Would you inject these cells into people? How would you get the cells into people? Through pills? How would that happen?
Good. So some of our research is involved with trying to identify which type of B cell might be defective. We have different types of B cells in our body. And so by identifying what cells are not functional or what molecules are missing, we might be able to make a drug therapy and fix the B cells that you already have. Or there are other groups that are looking at replacing those cells. Could we just give you a transplant of some kind to replace the defective cells and have the new cells established in an older individual? So both things, we're trying different approaches.
Where would you get the B cells? Would you get them from stem cells or umbilical cords?
There are lots of different ways you could generate B cells for a cell type therapy. That's farther down the road. Right now we're trying to more find what kinds of defects there are, but we could generate them from a bone marrow stem cell. Those are the cells that replenish basically your entire immune system, so all the different kinds of white blood cells. We might even be able to replace cells by just purifying B cells, say, from a blood donation from a young individual, and then give you B cells that have already been formed that way. So there's lots of different possibilities, and we're excited about what the future holds.
In looking at some of the research you've done, you're working with turtles of all animals because they have longevity. How does the turtle fit into all of this research?
My original research and training was in biomedical immunology, so we were studying the mouse as a model system for humans. When I came to ISU, one of my colleagues is an ecological physiologist, Dr. Rachel Bowden, and she happened to be studying turtles. And as we got to talking about our different model systems, we realized, hey, the turtle is also a very long-lived animal. They live in an environment where they're constantly constantly challenged by pathogens, so they can get sick very frequently. But we rarely see a sick turtle, and we didn't know very much at all about how immune function works in reptiles. So this was a great area for us to begin studying, and we've made some really unique discoveries and hope to continue that research.
What are some of the discoveries?
We have investigated B cells in the turtle, so we didn't know very much about what tissues in the turtle the B cells are found. We also have been looking a lot at their antibody molecules, and we were able to discover for the first time that B cells in turtles actually have a special function. They are phagocytic, and that means that they engulf and digest pathogens. So I like to think of that as like a Pac-Man. Mm-hmm. They kind of go around and gobble up the bacteria or viruses that might be in your body and digest them. For people, this B cell function was thought to be just making antibody molecules. So to have this extra phagocytic function in B cells was new in reptiles. And not very long after our lab made that discovery, they did go back and find a subset of B cells in people that actually have that same phagocytic capability. So it was a very exciting discovery for us.
You're also studying mice pretty heavily, too. What do you learn from the mice?
So the mouse is the more traditional model for immunology. A lot of what we find in research in the mouse model translates directly to human medicine. The mouse has been studied for over 100 years, so we know a lot about the genetics and the tissues and the cells that are in the mouse, and they age faster. So in our research, we use a mouse that is about 18 months old, which is equivalent to a 65 to 75-year-old person. So it allows us to do research that might not otherwise be possible during a compacted time scale.
You mentioned cancer. You mentioned some viral diseases. What about AIDS? AIDS comes to mind to me when you talk about immune diseases.
So AIDS is caused by the HIV virus, and it infects specifically a type of white blood cell called a T cell. T cells are really important to help our B cells make antibodies. So people who progress to AIDS and their T cell numbers start to go down do have a decrease in antibody function. It's not necessarily directly related to aging, but it is certainly related to that loss of immune function and an inability to produce B cells.
So your research into B cells could help people who are HIV positive or who have full-blown AIDS ultimately?
For what we are studying right now, we are looking at basic mechanisms of how antibodies are produced. So certainly if we have some findings in the turtle of different immune strategies that they might use, maybe different cells or molecules that are involved, that could very easily translate to some new therapy that might even just generally protect against viruses in people.
How far away are we from being able to use this research or really apply it to some of the diseases that we know of?
Our research is what's considered basic immunology research, so we are investigating things at sort of the molecular and cell level to understand how the antibodies are produced and how the B cells recognize when an infection is present. So we are, the sorts of research that we do would translate into clinical findings down the road, maybe something that another lab might be interested in or a pharmaceutical company, for example, to develop then into that human product. In general, it probably takes 10 to 15 years from the time something is identified as a potential target in a basic research lab for it to actually hit the market.
So one of the hopes might be that a pharmaceutical company then picks up on this research and tries to create a medication that goes along with this?
So certainly we have been working on trying to identify different kinds of molecules or the cell therapy that I mentioned earlier to see if that might be a viable option. And this isn't so far-fetched thinking of the turtle research. Researchers have recently found new immune molecules in Komodo dragons and in crocodiles that they're trying to turn into now biopharmaceutical compounds to replace replace maybe antibiotics or to help with antibiotics. So, you know, certainly down the road, we hope that some of these findings will prove something that that a drug company would be interested in or be able to go into clinical practice.
Laura Vogel is a professor of immunology in the School of Biological Sciences at ISU, studying B cells. Thanks so much for talking about this fascinating subject.
Thank you.
I'm Judy Valente.
Vogel gives the spring distinguished lecture for ISU's College of Arts and Sciences. Her talk, A Fantastic Voyage, B-Cells, the Unsung Heroes of the Immune System, is at 7 p.m. Tuesday in the Old Main Room of the Bone Student Center. You're listening to Sound Ideas.